the Good Life on this show and Go Yard on Thursday night and catch those podcasts. I did have somebody ask me this week, how do these radio shows sustain themselves? Thursday night, we do have some sponsors, but on this show on Sunday afternoon, it's with tithes and offerings. So if you want to support this radio show, every dollar that comes in goes directly for this show. Go to our website, which is bohmglobal.com. B-O-H-M stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and it will open up a tab where you can use PayPal. So if you want to do that, feel free. And we've got to go to station ID, and we're coming right back for our second hour. Don't go anywhere. All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. And I'm here with Cindy and with Nan, and we're talking about Jesus Is today, and the first in our series, this Jesus Is series. And you know, there's so many times in our lives where we just absolutely have no idea where to turn and what to do. Cindy, talk to me about that, because I know you all three of us experience those times where life is so overwhelming, we have no clue how to get out of the mess we're in. Are you there, Cindy?
Sorry about that.
Okay.
You know, I'm going through one of those time periods right now, as a matter of fact. Aging is one of those times.
Aging? Are you getting older?
I'm getting older. You know, we're discussing, talking about these different phases of life we go through. Child rearing, grandparenting. You know, we also have to look at the fact that we're aging and we're senior. You know, I'm a senior citizen. I'm in this age bracket that I've never looked forward to being in. And some realities are setting in.
Realities
are setting in, making preparation.
Right.
You know, now at this age more than ever, the thoughts of putting things in order, being prepared.
Sure.
Making sure the paperwork is in order for inevitably, you know, when it all comes to an end. But needless to say.
And please, audience, don't think that Cindy's getting ready to turn 80 or something like that, because she's not. But she's just being, you know.
It's time to grow up, okay?
Okay.
I don't know. But, yeah, there are times when we just go through phases, and our emotions, our feelings get in the way.
Yes, they do.
We feel sad, or we feel depressed, or we're lonely, or as I'm aging, I'm single. I'm thinking, wow, do I want to stay single? Do I want a partner in life, you know, for the remaining years? There's a lot of things that you start thinking about that drastically affect your life and your decisions at different times. And
I agree.
Believe me, in all these years, I know if I make a wrong decision at this point in time, it's going to be hard to turn back. You know, I've made so many wrong choices by not listening to God and not staying in His direction and communicating to know what He wanted for my life. I've had a lot of startovers, and I feel I have no regrets in any choices, but I do feel like I've made a lot of mistakes that set me back in progress of some things I want to accomplish and still want to accomplish in this life. So, you know, you just have to focus really sometimes on what's important, what is really important, that's going to give us the happiness and the joy. You know, we're talking about scripture. That one that always is my favorite, and I have it posted around my house, is the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Absolutely, yes.
When I'm down and I'm in the blues and I'm not smiling, you know, I don't feel His strength. And, you know, that smile and that happiness and just remembering God will give you His joy, if you don't have any of your own, will turn your day around.
It does. It does. And, Cindy, I'm glad that you were saying all this last couple of minutes, because this, what you're saying right there, is reality. Reality in our lives is we are getting older. No matter how young you might be right now or how young you may feel you are, we are getting older. There are seasons in our lives, as we've been talking about on our Thursday night show. there are times when we realize, wow, the great grandkids are going to be arriving here soon. And life is moving quickly. And I would say to every single one of us, me included, what better time to draw close to God than when we realize that, wow, you know, I may not have 50 more years to live or 30 more years to live. I may not have 20 more years to live. I need to make the most of the time and the opportunities I have. Is that what I hear you saying, Cindy, really?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of pressure. I feel a lot of pressure to help make sure other souls get saved. What is my purpose?
Amen.
What does God ordain me to do?
Yes.
Am I supposed to do this? Am I doing the right thing? Do I need to do more? All of those things come into play.
Cause, yes.
You know, we might not have one more day, let alone another year or 10 years, you know? And it all becomes a reality as we age more so than ever. But it's true for everyone.
Absolutely.
Tragedies happen. The shootings, the world is crazy right now. People just go off and you might not have another day. Doesn't matter how old you are. So
I really appreciate you bringing that point up because it just bears the necessity in our lives to make the most of the life, the days, the months, the years we have left, and to understand that God wants to help us. Talk to us, Nan, about what Cindy said. This is such an important point before we do this next song.
God wants to use us in all kind of ways.
He does.
And, you know, Cindy was talking about, you know, we don't know when, you know, when we're leaving and we need to reach out to the people around us.
Right.
And I think, you know, our mindset in the mornings when we get up is say, God, who can I be a blessing to today? Leave me so that I can know who to say whatever to, you know, I've done that at times and just, you know, it's as simple as just giving an encouraging word to somebody, you know, reaching out to them.
You're right.
I just went to the little Dollar Tree, the grocery store down here to pick up something on the way in. And, you know, and I happen to be wearing a T-shirt that says Living the Good Life from old days of Rayo.
Yeah.
And so the guy says, so living the good life, huh? What you living the good life? You know, and he was a Christian and we were able to share with each other.
That's cool.
So you never know who's going to come across your path. It may be a coworker who's having a difficult time and needs an uplifting word. There's one lady, it just came to mind. Her daughter's going through a very bad divorce, and it's a lady, I don't even know her. I only know her on the phone. I know the department she works in the school system. And she happened to answer the phone the other day, and I was calling for someone else, and she answered the phone, and, you know, I said, how are things going? And, you know, I was able to minister to her right then, you know, God's in control. She goes, it's still going on. I said, God's in control. He's going to move.
Amen.
You know, so we can be witnesses to the people in our lives.
Absolutely.
Or total strangers, either way.
Very interesting that you brought that up, because yesterday morning I woke up singing a song I probably haven't even heard in 45 years, Make Me a Blessing. Do you remember that in the old hymnals, Nan? Make me a blessing to someone today.
Yes, yes.
You know, out of my life may Jesus shine. Mm. And those words were just rolling over in my spirit yesterday morning. And that is what we want. We want to be a blessing. And it helps when you're in the Word of God and you're getting His character, His promises down on the inside of you, and you're allowing Him to change you. Listen to one of my favorite songs. Yes, another one. Word of God Speak by Big Daddy Weave. Love it.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of
of God speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, to hear your voice and word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes could see your majesty, and be still and know that you're in this place. Oh, please let me stay.
Okay, because we want God's word to speak to us, and there are so many times when we don't know how to straighten out our problem or our situation, but God does have the answer. That's the good news today, and he is the bread of life. We're going to talk about that in this hour. If you're just now joining Beacon of Hope Ministries weekly show, Living the Good Life, Nan, God gave you a poem right during that song. I saw you in there.
Well, I was finishing. Actually, I was going to. Cindy made some comment, one of y'all, about the poems. You know, when I was coming in the station today, God spoke to me, and he said, during the music, I want you praising me. Mm-hmm. And I want a poem during the music. I want you praising me during the music. Mm-hmm. And you've seen some of that today.
Yeah, I've seen you through the window.
And so I got a little poem that I wound up writing while Cindy was talking earlier.
Okay.
Just as I magnified the food that was available on that day, so will I do this for you, child. I see all, and I will make the way. I am the bread of life. I am so much here for you. Things may seem difficult, but I will surely see you through. Mm. Chin up, precious child.
Yeah.
I am your bread, and I am making the way.
Woo! Praise God. All right. That's a word from God.
That.
You receive that? There you go, Cindy. Chin up. Chin up and let God do it. Let God do it. Let's talk about the bread of life a little bit more. And we are in John chapter 6. And the people that were fed all of that amazing amount of bread and fish had followed Jesus the next day. And they, some of them, the leaders, began to get into a discussion with him. And he realized that what they wanted was him to multiply food again. That's what they wanted. They didn't want him. They wanted the miracle, okay? And I think it's easy for us to fall into a trap of just looking for the miracles, just looking for the provision, and not getting in the Word, studying, and drawing close to Him, because He wants us to get to know Him, His nature. And it says right here that Jesus responded in verse 32 of John chapter 6, after the people that had been fed the day before were saying, hey, how about Moses? He fed the people every morning and every evening. The manna came down from heaven. And Jesus said the real significance of that scripture is not that Moses gave you bread from heaven, but that my Father is right now offering you bread from heaven, the real bread. The bread of God came down out of heaven and is giving life to the world. And they said, oh, Master, give us that bread now. Come on, now and forever. And then Jesus blows them away in John 6:35 when he says, I am. This is his first I am statement in the book of John. There are seven we'll get to in the next few weeks. I am the bread of life. He says, I'm the bread of life. Now listen to this. John 6:35. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more ever. I have told you this explicitly because even though you have seen me in action, you didn't really believe me. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me. And once that person is with me, I hold on and I don't let go. I came down from heaven not to follow my own whim, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me. This is it in a nutshell. That everything handed over to me by the Father be completed. Not a single detail missed. And at the wrap-up of time, I have everything and everyone put together upright and whole. See, God's doing a work in you, dear listener, whether or not you even recognize it. You hearing these words right now, God the Father, the bread of life, Jesus, is doing something in your heart, and he wants to put you together, bring it all together in your life, and set you on your feet upright and whole. This is what my Father wants, that anyone who sees the Son, that's Jesus, and trusts who he is and what he does, and then aligns with him, he's talking about himself, will enter real life, eternal life. In other words, heaven. My part is to put them on their feet and alive and whole at the completion of time. And then he says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. In other words, he even quotes on above there, Deuteronomy 8:3, where it says, man should not and cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You see, the word of God is alive, living, and we need to be taking it in. We need to so need the word of God that we crave it like we do the donuts that we had this morning at church, okay? Craving that sugar, craving that presence of God. We need to crave God's presence, Nan, that much. And realize that as we partake of him and his word, it gets down on the inside of us and it changes our nasty attitudes, makes us sweet, kind of lovely, right?
Right. Well, what I thought, well, I'm sitting here, I've got a bottle of water here, and I think you have a bottle of water there. I was outside a little bit yesterday, and it was hot. And I got hot, and I just wanted a nice, cold bottle of water. And I had that. You know, and I thirsted. I needed that. I wanted that. I just needed it because I was thirsty. And that's the way we need to be with the Word of God. Just thirsty. That
thirsty.
We want the Word. We want to learn of God. We want to grow in God. We want to be able to learn to share with others.
Oh, that's why I love that song we just did. Word of God speak. Will you pour down like rain? Ooh. That's what we need, Cindy. We need to crave that word, that we need to thirst after God, his principles, what he's saying to us, his promises, all of it. We need to crave it. We need to read the word of God. We need it every day. Cindy?
Yeah, those are some of, that's one of my favorite songs. I have a selection of about four or five that uplift me, that just help me cry out to God that he knows I need you. I need you, Lord, is another one that I love. Or Lord, I need you, I think it goes. But
yeah,
anyway,
Lord,
just to let him know every day, I need you in my life, Lord. I've been through so much that I know if not for God's hand of protection and guidance, I wouldn't be standing here today.
That's right.
And so I know and I trust and that I call upon him that he cares about even the smallest details in our lives. He'll come through and help me get to where I need to be.
And you
so,
know,
yeah.
Yes, and he speaks to us, Cindy, with his word. I mean, he really does. And as we spoke about earlier, you can be going along and not reading, looking for something in particular, but just reading, you know, which is a good way to hear from God. Just opening your Bible, sometimes with a plan. Okay, I'm going to read this book of John, which, by the way, if you want something to read, let's be reading the book of John and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John during this period of time. And then, as we said earlier, sometimes a scripture just comes out, hits you in the head, kind of. Really, it hits you in the heart is what it does. And when that happens and you go, whoa, that was God talking to me, that's that bread of life. That's Jesus being the bread, the nourishment that we need. I want to go down to verse 41. And John 6, and he says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And then the Jews started arguing. Isn't this the son of Joseph? Isn't this the son of Mary? Come on, we know his parents. How can he say he's the bread that came out of heaven? And then Jesus says in verse 43 of John 6, he says to them, don't bicker among yourselves over me. You're not in charge here. The Father who sent me is in charge. He draws people to me. And really listening. He talks in that paragraph about really listening to the voice of the Lord in our lives. And this is where I feel like a lot of people are just casual Christians, if you know what I mean, Nan. Where they say, yeah, I go to church, I sing a couple songs there, and yeah, I listen to a sermon, sometimes I fall asleep, it's kind of boring, whatever. Well, I don't always go, man, maybe I go maybe three or four times a year. Okay, how important is you hearing the Word of God, whether it's on a radio show, whether it's you daily sitting down and reading? And a lot of people would answer, well, I guess by my actions, I'd have to say not very important. Talk to me, Nan.
That's what sustains our spiritual life.
It does.
You know.
And peace of mind and comfort and all of it, you know.
All of that. I mean, we need the Word of God. I mean, that's what our faith is built upon.
But what do you say to the person who goes, I don't get that. I don't understand why it's that important.
I would say to them, try it. Do
there
it.
There you go.
See what happens in your life.
Right.
See if you have a better attitude about situations. See if you even get guidance about situations of how to handle things.
Right.
Just try it. Simple.
Well,
try it.
And if, like, when a verse pops out at you and you know that's God speaking to you, maybe you are having one of the verses that popped out at me the last few days is on my wall in my office, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a common verse. It's Philippians 4:13. And I mean, I've read it over and over again. I've got it right there on my wall as I'm sitting at my desk. I'm looking at that verse. But the other day, it just really hit me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I think that day I was feeling overwhelmed with a lot of circumstances going on in my life. And it was like God saying, you know what? I'm going to give you the strength right now to deal with this. Talk to us, Cindy, because it's when we have those real life aha moments that we realize how important the bread of life is for us.
Well, you know, it's like it comes, I don't know, for me, like my mind, at one point was so overwhelmed and bogged with all these thoughts and all these decisions I thought I wanted to make, and I want to do this, and I'm tired. I was at a low point where I felt depressed, and I just don't know what to do or what I want. What is the point of my life at this point in time, Lord? What is it you want me to do? And when I finally shut up and got quiet and just stopped worrying about everything and asking all the questions and putting all these things in perspective, when I just shut up totally and just did what I normally do, go to work, come home, enjoy life, enjoy your grandchildren, work in the yard, just do what you normally do, and peace will come. And believe it or not, some clearance started coming to my mind.
There you go.
My thinking, and God started putting some thoughts in there that said, this is what you need to be thinking about. This is what you need to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Look at it from this angle. Started really making sense in my head what God was trying to say to me.
Right.
But it was because I purposely had to stop the chaos and just sit back and listen and spend those quiet actually in the quiet moment of driving without the radio on, in between places, or sitting in the parking lot waiting on someone with the radio off and not pick up the phone, I actually was listening. I had my head clear where I could hear from God, and I got I got some clear thinking, and now I can make a better decision about what I want to do. It just puts everything in place. It gives you a peace of mind. It gives you a plan. It gives you a starting point to get a foothold on the path he wants you to take.
When
we let our minds take control, we are running at full speed and not looking back. And I'm telling you, I've done it many times. And it ends up in kind of a mess, not the right thing to do. You were acting out of impulse, not thinking clearly. It can cause you some problems.
Amen.
If you let your mind take control.
Listen to this song, Good Good Father by Chris Tomlin, and let it remind you of his nature and why it's important for you to bask in his word, and why it's important for you to understand that the bread of life wants to nourish you today.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. Searching for it.
can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call.
God loves you, dear one. He's got a plan for your life. He wants you to meet the good, good Father. He wants you to understand that Jesus is the bread of life for you. That he came to point to the fact that you need nourishment. You need strength in your day. Jesus wants to provide that strength. I will be the first to admit, Cindy, that I understand what you're feeling here about turning another decade older or whatever it is that you're feeling. But, you know, even when those things happen in our lives, God is there to strengthen us and nourish us, and we need the spiritual food. And as we get the spiritual food, it will make us feel better physically also. And emotionally and mentally. Can you relate to that, Cindy?
Oh, definitely. The whole outer appearance and outlook and attitude and physical well-being starts with that mental nourishment and awareness.
I agree. Yeah.
That God is going to sustain you. And I'm blessed with health, by all means. I am blessed with good health so far. And know that I'm so grateful when I look around at so many people in suffering with so many cancers and things going wrong and health problems younger than me. And I feel so grateful that the Lord has blessed me with good health. And knowing that and knowing that I'm aging well, so to speak, you know, I can start my day with that nourishment and know that, you know, age is just an attitude. If you have good health and can get around and go to work still and have a good sharp mind, you know, you're good to go. Doesn't matter what age you are. It's just a way we think, you know. Is it society, I think, puts those thoughts in our head and, you know, pressure for retirement and how you're going to, you know, I feel a lot of financial pressure when I can't work anymore. What will I do? You know, things just making good sense, putting some things in order to be practical for living. But, you know, at the same time, life is good. You can enjoy life at any age, and just knowing that you have the joy of the Lord and blessings and things. He's surrounded you with good people, and if you don't have a family or if you are lonely and you're alone, you know, surround yourself with some friends or, you know, volunteer or outreach some way to bring some joy into your life. But
yeah, those are all good examples. And really what you're saying here is that you don't give up, right?
Right.
You don't sit down in a corner and say, oh, I'm getting older or I'm getting weaker or whatever. One of the people that impacted my life many, many years ago was Joel Osteen's mother, Dodie Osteen. And Dodie Osteen was given a, I think she's gone to be with the Lord now, but she, this was back in the 80s. She was given a death sentence of cancer that was so bad, and basically they said there was nothing else they could do for her. And they sent her home to die. And she wrote a little book, and I carried it in my bookstore in Indiana. That's where this life, Dodie Osteen, impacted me so much. I never met her personally, but I feel like I did because I absorbed everything she said in that little book, Healed of Cancer. And what Dodie was talking about there was the fact that when they sent her home to die, she absolutely got a hold of God's word, the scriptures she had memorized, all the truths she knew, and she began to just absolutely live in those, quote them out loud, and let them permeate her to such a degree that gradually she got stronger and stronger. She had been bedfast, getting ready to die, and suddenly she was up and she was taking a few steps. And then she was walking to the living room. And then she was walking around the house. And then in the end of that story, Dodie was healed of that cancer with no explanation medically. She'd been sent home to die. And I believe that because she ate the word of God, she lived the word of God. Jeremiah 15, 16. I talked about that verse this morning in my sermon. I love this verse. Jeremiah 15, verse 16 says this, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." And I would say to you, audience, there is no substitute for the word of God. Jesus is the word. The word wants to come alive in you. He is the bread of life. He wants to be your nourishment. He wants to be the healer of your body. Talk to us, Nan. "Thy words are found, and I did eat them." It is a choice. Dodie Osteen had a choice all those years ago to go ahead and just go home and die gracefully or to fight it. And she knew she was not supposed to die yet. Go ahead.
What an example. I mean, that sets for us.
Amazing. You know, it had to affect the ministry of Joel Osteen and his brothers and sisters. But go ahead.
Sure. No, you know, you read about things in the Bible and you're like, yeah, but that happened 2,000 years ago. You know, but when you have things happen now in our lifetime, you know, while we're here and have stuff like that happen is really pretty amazing.
Well, this morning at the end of our service, we were praying for different people and you were helping me and we were ministering. And one of our ladies has some problems with her eyesight. And I remember saying this morning, and this is true, in 1992, I was preaching in Honduras in 91 and in 92. And in 92, one night, in a little village, they did not even have hardly any electricity. It was real, real dim. I had to preach and look at my Bible with a flashlight as I preached. But we were in the middle of a four-way stop in this little town, dirt roads, okay? That because there were so many people that gathered for the service that night that they actually had to move out into the street. So they just moved into the middle of that intersection. And people were, you know, detoured around. But long story short, after I got done preaching, the pastor said, "We're going into the church because we have prepared the floor for people to pray and for to be prayed for." And they had palm branches all over that dirt floor of that church. And so the pastor was right beside me, as was another missionary. And as we began to pray over people, they were falling down under the power of God. And Cindy and Nan, you've seen that many times where people can't stand up because the power of God is so strong. And one of these young men that came up for prayer, I did not know his story or anything until afterwards. But as he came up, he was pointing to his eyes. I did not realize that he was actually blind, okay, until we began to pray over him. And he went down in the Spirit of God so strongly that he sat down, and we have video of it. He sat down kind of like hard down and just sat. and then began to cry and yell, and his eyesight came back. And it was Jesus, the healer, showed up. Jesus is the healer, and he showed up, and that young man walked out of that meeting place with his eyesight restored. Now, that is to the glory of God Almighty. And to give a real life example today, that when we are full of the Word of God, when we are full of the bread of life, hard telling what's going to happen, right? You have no idea who you're going to affect, who you're going to pray for. I never in my wildest dreams thought when I got on that plane to go to that mission tour that year that something like that would happen. Talk to me, Nan. He is the bread of life. We have to eat his word, get it down on the inside of us.
You know, you never know when the Lord's going to open up opportunity,
right,
you know, to pray with people. You know, we need to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, you know, in our interactions with people throughout our days. You know, you don't know what someone else is facing or what someone else is going through. But, you know, many times, I mean, God, you know, well, you know, I mean, in my school, I've prayed with many people in my office over the 8 years I've been there, you know, and one of my principals knew because he walked in on me praying, you know,
right.
But I mean, you know, and I give all glory to God for that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I mean, he gets all the glory for that, not me. We need to be willing vessels, and we need to be able to share the message with people that Jesus is the bread of life.
He is the bread
you know,
of life.
Talking about bread of life, I wanted to share this earlier. This, okay, my parents, I live right close to my parents, and so sometimes, you know, oftentimes, a lot of times I'll say, hey, do you want to come by for dinner or whatever? And then he goes, can you pick up some Cuban bread? We love Cuban bread, and it goes with certain things so well. And there's this one bakery that we go to that we get our Cuban bread from. Well, you know, I always have to sample the Cuban bread, you know, just to make sure it's good.
I can picture that.
But, you know, it's so interesting that there's been two or three times I've picked up that bread recently. I mean, we're talking about hot off the tray.
Whoa.
It is so hot, I can't hold it with my hands. It burned I would try to break off some, and I'd have to wait for it literally cool down a little bit just to be able to break it off. It was so hot. But I was eager wanting to get a piece of that bread because it's so nice and fresh, hot off the press. And that's the way it needs to be with the bread
yes,
of life.
Yes, that'll preach.
Jesus,
that'll preach.
You know, yes, we want it.
We gotta have that bread.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh, Cindy, you want to comment on that before we do this song? Oh, God wants to be the bread of life to you today, dear audience. That's what he wants. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became for me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Woo, Cindy.
He's replacing that real bread that I'm trying to give up.
Okay, there you go.
I'm cutting them carbs, but no, all jokes aside, yes, without knowing, without God in my life and his word and his substance that he brings to my well-being every day, I couldn't do it.
No,
but
can't.
Not walk it alone. I already know. I've tried, and it just does not work.
That's why we need that nourishment of the bread of life, Jesus, because just like with our physical bodies, if you go days and days and don't eat anything, you're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker. If you'd go 3 days or 4 days without drinking water, you're in trouble, right? Physically.
Absolutely.
But if you try to go, you know, some people go on fast, like a Daniel fast, you know, for so many days or 3 weeks, 21 days is a Daniel fast, eating just vegetables and that kind of thing. I mean, eventually your body needs more, right? Your body needs the nourishment that comes from the vitamins and minerals and food. People that try to starve themselves or do it to look better or whatever the case may be will eventually pay a price if they don't eat correctly, right? And so it's the same with our spiritual food. We need the bread of life. We need to understand that we have to find his word, and we find it right here in the pages of our Bible. We let it come alive to us. We listen to good teaching. We get it down on the inside of us. God, I need you. I need to understand these principles. I need to have direction in my life. I need to know what to do about this and this and this and this. And God wants to supply those answers. Nan, talk to me about that before we do the song.
We need to be receptive when he moves in those situations. You know, keep focused on him. Keep focused on that he is the bread of life.
Right.
He is, consume him. You know, consume the words of in the Bible. Study the word, right. You know?
Yes. Get it down on the inside of you. And too often we make excuses for not reading our Bibles when we do allow time to do a lot of other things that we could at least take 10, 15, 20 minutes.
You know, the Lord and I were talking the other day.
You and the Lord were talking.
The Lord and I were talking
the
other day.
This is good.
And he said, you know, you set aside time. There's a particular series of a program that I've been watching some. And he's like, so you'll set aside time for that. I made it a point. I haven't been doing it, but I made it a point to watch one episode a night.
Right.
And so after doing that, you know, for a little while, he's like, okay, you know, you kind of hit and miss with me. Look at what you're doing with this series.
Ooh.
You set aside 45 minutes every night.
That hurts.
To watch. Ooh, did it ever. I'm sorry. You know, you're right. You know, because then I think, when do I have time to do this? Or, you know, you go to work. You have responsibilities. Wait a minute. I was able to set aside 45 minutes for that. Cannot I set aside X amount of time for him, too?
All right.
And, of course, people need to get creative. They have to get creative sometimes,
sure,
based on their living circumstances, a mother with small children. I mean, but they can be creative and come up with different ways to do that.
It's right on the air. It's on your phone, you know, the word, you
right.
know. But I'm going to say it one more time, Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. That's what you have to do. And they became to me. I like that because it's a process. It became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. You never let go. Let God minister his presence to you. He's never going to let you go. It's what it says right here in John 6.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I won't fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I? See a light that is coming.
love that song. Never let go, God. Dear Lord, we thank you that you never let go of us, that you are right there with us every moment of every day. We thank you, Lord, that you want to become for each of us the bread of life, that you want to nourish us with your presence and with your words that we read in the pages of our Bible, with impressions you give us on the inside of our hearts, with maybe statements that you say in our hearts, whatever it is, you want to be that bread for us. And Lord, we come to you right now as a people that's hungry for you, a people that desire more of you in our lives. Lord, we want you to shine through us. We want to be your mouthpiece on this earth. We want to help those that are hurting and dying and those that need prayer and those that just need a smile or a hug. Lord, we want to be all of that because you are the bread of life. You live in us and we take our nourishment from you. Lord, we ask you bless every listener today that's listened to the show, part of it or all of it or whatever. Lord, that you just bless their hearts. Help these truths to be sealed in their being so that even tomorrow morning or even tonight before they lay their head on their pillow, they will open your word and let the word of God speak to them. O bread of life, thank you, thank you, thank you that you are that for each of us. We give you glory and praise for this show, this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Talk to us, Cindy. Just got a couple minutes.
I was just thinking about all the stuff I've been going through lately and all these thoughts, and I really felt an urgency to come and see you guys in Florida. My friend is encouraging me to come visit, and it was so tempting, and I realized when in my quietness with the Lord that I long to be near him and in service and in fellowship with my church family and feel that presence of God like we do so many times in the, always
Amen.
In the services.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the yearning, was being close to the church family
mm-hmm.
puts me in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And I long for that. And part of the need to be near God and worship him is so essential in our lives. And I think a solution might be to find, you know, a local church here to attend just for worship service or somewhere where I might go and sit in and
sure.
be a blessing to others.
Sure.
And maybe that's a direction to look at. However, yeah, you know, you've got the presence of the Lord. It becomes a craving once you are used to being in fellowship with him. And over time,
yes,
if you keep yourself away from fellowship and worship, even if it's in song and you know, and just in prayer and the communion with others is in the power and strength in the communion with other members of God's family is so important.
It is so important, yes.
You can face it alone. You can do it alone, as I have for some time, with the radio and the text and the email and Facebook. You know, that's all great to stay in touch. But physically, I think as humans, we just need that
sure we do.
Human contact and fellowship and just long to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
It becomes a craving.
Well, it is. We need that bread. We need that nourishment. Absolutely. Of course, you're welcome down here anytime. We always love to have you.
So tempted. I just want to jump in the car.
Well, you know, if God wants you to do that, that door will open. Nan, talk to us, please.
I'd like to share a poem that he inspired a little bit earlier in the show. I am the bread of life. Know that I'm here for you. Look to me for all your resources. These difficulties, you'll make it through. I am the bread of life. Partake of what I have for you. Taste and see that I am good.
Mm.
I love you. This is so true.
Mm.
I am the bread of life. You'll see brighter days. Look to me for all your answers. Listen to what I have to say. I am the bread of life.
Wow. Wow. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. I guess we just lost Cindy, so we're getting ready to go off air here anyway. So, Nan, a final thought from you, and thank you for that poem. That was beautiful. The Holy Spirit inspired right there. But we just got to get in the Word more, don't we? We just got to get in the Word.
you know, the more you get in the Word, the more you want to get in the Word.
Isn't that true?
You know, it's like,
that is cool.
You know, it's like something that you taste somewhere.
Right.
You have a nice steak out at a restaurant. They actually get it cooked well done the way I like it without burning it. You know, and you eat a bite and you eat a bite and you just want, you just can't
just
wait
more.
To consume it all because it's just so good.
It tastes good.
You know, so that's the way
and
it
the
is
Word of
the
God
Word.
Can do that.
Yes.
We encourage you, we didn't mention it earlier, we encourage you to use our prayer line. It's 24/7, 365. And it is email, and it is prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send your prayer requests in. We have a team, a big team of people that pray. You can also be on that team by just sending a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on the radio or on the team there, the prayer team, because I want to pray for people. So, Nan, thank you very much. Thank you, Cindy. Both of you, we'll see you again soon. So that address one more time is prayers@bohmglobal.com. You can email me personally, pastor is what it is, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And that's also good. So you can do that. And for all of you that are on Facebook, I'm planning on going back to my weekly posts starting this week. Been very busy with kids and grandkids and trips and all kinds of stuff. But plan on getting back on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday morning, one of those. So you can look for my posts, Marcia McAllister posts, or go to Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you'll find them there also. And for the shows that you've missed, and we are 11 years plus on the air here on this show, so there's a lot of shows on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Go there and go to radio broadcast, and there's hundreds of them there that you can listen to, and they have titles. Or you can go right here to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, and a lot of shows are there also. And so, with all that said, it's not far to Jesus. Just want to remind you that, because that's how we end these shows, with this song, and have for the whole 11 and a half years we've been on the air right here on Tantalk Network. So we are so glad you've had time to listen. Tell a friend about the show. Tell them about the podcasts that are here on tantalknetwork.com. Go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life. Go down go to podcasts and then Living the Good Life, and they will open up for you. And God bless every single one of you. Don't forget to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Next week, I plan on being right here, if Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Be right here in this chair in the control room. And a couple of our radio team will be with me on the air. So God bless you, every one of you. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week, hopefully, for Living the Good Life. It's not far. It's not far from me.